Good morning, this pre-bid meeting for B230065 CMR Corkscrew Water Treatment Plant Lime Residual Removal and Disposal was scheduled for today, January 10th, 2023, at 10 a.m. My name is Carolina Rodriguez, and I'm a procurement analyst for the Lee County Procurement Management Department. Before we begin, we'll note for the record that members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, we will open the floor at this time for any public comment. Please note for the record, there are no public comments. At this time, I ask Lee County and public present to introduce themselves and state what department or company they're with.
Brian Bays, Procurement Management.
Darvin Snapier, Procurement Management.
Juan Quintero, LCU.
Hank Barroso, LCU.
Kurt DeBronner, Centigro.
Todd Tucker, Centigro.
Kyle Taylor, SC Davin.
Thank you. We are here today to discuss this project and answer any questions you may have about this project. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in a form of an addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you may have after today must be submitted in writing to me via email, and my contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Please note that any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as change or clarification to this project. Before I turn over to project manager and for questions, I would like to cover a few housekeeping items. Bid and proposals are due January 23rd at 2:30 p.m. Bids submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. One original bid is to be submitted along with one copy and a flash drive. There are several forms on the document that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete in their entirety. Reference survey is only required from the apparent low bidder of this project and therefore not required to be submitted until after the notice of intended is posted. Form number one, solicitation response form. This form is your acknowledgement to participation in this solicitation and must be fully executed and submitted with your package, or will deem your firm as non-responsive. Addendums must also be noted on this form. Form 1A, bid schedule. The bid schedule and proposal form for this project follows Form 1. Document postings, again, addendums and other relevant documents such as notice of intended decision will only be posted to the Lee County Procurement website. This link is on the front page of the bid documents. You are responsible for checking the site often for the presence of any addendum or other materials. Should an addendum be issued, you must acknowledge receipt of this addendum on the space provided with Form 1. I'd like now to turn the floor over to the project manager for a brief description of the project and any comments he would like to share. Once we complete, we'll go outside and then we'll open the floor for questions, okay?
Good morning, everybody. So this is for the Corkscrew Water Treatment Plant Sludge Removal Project. This is obviously a conventional lime softening plant. We use polymers along with lime to create the byproduct, the lime sludge that goes into three holding ponds that we have here on site. Over the course of the year or two, the sludge is sent over there and then is slowly dewatered. The ponds are very wet, so what we do is we try to shut them off in anticipation for a cleaning, and we try to shoot for the dry months, so usually February, March, April is the time frame we like to get in there to do it, because that's the time when there's the least amount of groundwater there that you guys will have to deal with. There is considerable amount of water that usually is the issue that we have for getting in there and cleaning them, is there could be a good amount of water in there, and that is up to the contractor to deal with. We do allow dewatering to an adjacent pond site as long as the equipment has not been used in wastewater or any other type of hazardous type of pumping operation. The equipment has to be disinfected, the hoses, the pump, before we can allow that to happen, because this water does get recycled to the headworks of the plant and is used for processing for drinking water. So we can't have any type of contamination or anything that was used in other processes. It's pretty straightforward. We've had, you can access the ponds by going through the berm, so we allow the berm wall to be removed in certain areas. That way trucks can get in and out and haul from there. We've had loaders in there, excavators, off-road dump trucks, regular dump trucks, bulldozers, you name it. We've had it in there. We don't allow dragline type work in there because of the way it damages the floor bottom. It is hard packed floor bottom. I mean, it can be. It's not like it's cap rock or anything. It's hard. We've had to go in there and fill in holes before, so it is diggable. For dewatering, you can dig down and create yourself a little, sump there, if you will, to help pump out, but it has to be restored. So the bottom of the floors cannot be gouged up and damaged in any way. When we do have that type of operation, this is a very busy road. This is the main, one of the main rock hauling roads for our local mines around here, so it has heavy traffic. This curve here that you guys will be going out on is very dangerous, so we ask that all the trucks have sealed gates, nothing's leaking. We don't require a wash area before you guys leave, but if we're bringing sludge out onto the road, then it's going to be the contractor's responsibility to keep the road clean, maintained. If their trucks needs to be a wash station, then we'll require that, but we'll work with you on whatever you guys need, but that'll be at the contractor's expense to provide that, to make sure they're clean. So the disposal of this lime sludge, we ask that it's used for a beneficial use. So beneficial use could be, it just can't be put on private property. It can be used for agricultural fields for stabilization of the soils, but it has to be large tracts of land. Also, it could be used as for these aggregate areas for incorporation in with their fill dirt or rock. And there was one other. Okay, agricultural crop field application, grazing field. So if there's large pastures, I know the farmers like to use this for conditioning the soil, raising the pH in the soil after having cattle on there. So it could be used for that. And then compactable road base material, mixed fill applications with these aggregate mines. So if you do agricultural or grazing field applications, it's got to meet the FDEP guidance for application rates. So it can't just be put on the site and kind of pushed around and everything. It's got to be incorporated in the soil. You can't have large piles of it located out. We'll also ask for a disposal plan. So that will include your application rates, your management plan, your dewatering plan, your wet weather disposal plan, your staging areas, how you plan on material handling your materials, and then if there's any type of chemicals that are used for like polymers or stuff, this stuff is pretty dry. There's not much dewatering you can do to it. So we've never used really chemicals in the past. After the work is done, the berm has to be put back into place. And in the specifications it has in there are requirements. Also, the area shall be sodded or seeded to establish grass within 45 days. We will allow for contractors to pull samples from the sludge holding ponds. However, we can't guarantee that that's going to be the same sludge that you're going to be removing. Because right now, that the process is pretty straightforward. But we don't want to use that as a guarantee that's what's there. So when you guys do plan on cleaning it out, if something has changed, we don't want that to be on us. So I know in the past we've had contractors do that and just say, hey, things can change, so we don't want to be held to what's out there right now. For the most part, it stays the same, but. And I think that's about it. We're also going to include drawings of the ponds as an addendum. So we'll have those out there along with any questions that are asked today. I think that's it.
Do you guys have any initial questions right now, or are you just going to head outside?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the disposal plan, you said that the road based or land application is landfill an option, or the beneficial use is the preferred?
Landfill is an option. It would be an option. For landfill option, the contractor would have to pay the tipping fees as well.
Yeah. And currently, it's being managed as a road base material?
Right now, it is being used as shore stabilization in a mining pond.
Okay.
It's a process that was DEP approved. So if there's also an alternative process that you can get FDEP approval on, then we would entertain that. So not everything is out of question. So if you have an alternative method that can get approval, then we can entertain that.
And is that shore stabilization a project that the current contractor is also managing, or is that available for other companies?
Yeah, so right now the incumbent is Youngquist, and they use the sludge in their mine pond. If you have if you work with them on getting it to them or anything, that's up to you and the other entity.
And they currently don't dewater any of the
no
sludge before it's hauled out?
No.
Okay. It's dry enough. Is it 50-some percent solids?
Yeah, it just depends. It gets pretty dry, especially up at the top area. Down below, it gets pretty wet, but it's not liquid. Now, down on the bottom, it's liquid at the end. It gets pretty, just moving the trucks in and everything, and then the water, it's... Mm.
Do you have a percent solids
currently,
or on average, or range?
Yeah, our last percent solids was 55%. And the last test results that we had for one of our ponds back in 2021 is going to be provided as an addendum as well.
Did
you
have
some questions? I don't want to hog the floor.
Timeline for completion once notice to proceed. I noticed it's 120 calendar days, but then up above in the description mentions the amount needing to be cleaned will vary as little as one per year to as many as two. Are we looking at multiple mobilizations for each pond, or do this all at once, all 85,000 approximate yards?
Yeah, no, it'll be one pond at a time.
Gotcha.
For the most part. I mean, there could be something that happens that we don't, but usually it's one pond cleaning.
And multi-tiered over multiple years, or are we looking at trying to do this back-to-back?
Yeah, normally we try to do it yearly.
Okay.
In that March, April, May time frame. And that's the way, the amount that we produce, we fill about one pond every year and a half.
Okay.
Kind of in that area. But depending on what happens here at the plant, we could stockpile a little bit, and then maybe we have two in one year.
Okay. So from notice to proceed on one pond, it's 120 gallons.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Is that default service term, that 120 calendar days, or is that specific to this project? Like, from
specific,
notice to proceed,
yeah,
you,
for
you
this
have
project.
120 days,
yeah,
to...
So once we issue that PO, mm-hmm, that would start the clock.
Gotcha.
Are we done with the questions? We can head outside? Yes? Okay. All right, so we taken our tour. Now we're back inside. Do you guys have any other questions?
I had the one question out there. Was dredging allowed?
Okay.
Dredging is not allowed for this project.
And do we know I know we're getting drawings, but do we know the depth? The ponds to the lining or the hard pack?
Yes. So top of elevation is 25. Bottom elevation is 21.5. And then that's for, I believe, 1 and 2. And then,
do you have a reference elevation? For obviously 21.5 NABD, whatever, a reference elevation so we can compare what's out there. How far down are we going from what's existing?
I don't.
Like the top of berm, maybe?
Yeah, it's top of berm is the 28.5.
28.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
When was the last time each lagoon was cleaned?
I'll have to get that information.
And previously it was, or currently it's a 3-year contract?
Yeah, 3-year contract with the option to renew an additional 3 years.
And currently you're not extending the renewals.
Correct.
So suffice to say that just in the past 3 years, each lagoon has only been cleaned once.
I think we've only done 2 under this contract.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 and 3.
Yeah.
And previously the units were lump sum?
Yes.
And now it's per cubic yard?
No, it still should be lump sum. Let me see the bid. Yeah, so we've estimated the quantity, 30,000 cubic yards per 1-2, and 25,000 for pond 3, and that's with them being full. So that's what we, that's the price. It'll be a full pond.
That's not a guaranteed amount?
Right. On the proposal form, it reads, you know, the unit price would be per cubic yard because there's, I know it's not a guaranteed amount, but there's 30,000 multiplier, and then you've got an extended amount. So I read it. I can show you here if you want.
Yeah, no, I got, yeah.
So if we have hall tickets for 21,000, how does that change? Is what you're getting at?
Or yeah.
Or if we have hall tickets for 40?
Well, step two, yeah. Then step one, like, how do we bid it? Do we bid $1 per cubic yard, and then it's, you know, a line item of 30,000 for Lagoon 1?
Should be what the unit price is.
So I guess the question is the unit price per yard or lump sum?
Yeah, that's what he's questioning.
Yeah, we'll clarify that.
From a procurement perspective, I'm just throwing this out there that the quantity that's in there is just an estimate, and we're really only using that for evaluation purposes right now. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, nothing's guaranteed. It's apples to apples comparison. Yep.
That's just Hank's best estimate for.
Right.
Historically, maybe that's
right. And in the past, what we've done is, okay, we want to clean pond 1. It's the price for 30,000.
Right.
Full. So if you pull more or less, it's still the same amount. That's what we've done in the past. So I don't know if we need to change something on here, but.
So that does become a lump sum, and it.
Right.
Yeah. So we have to price accordingly.
Right.
Yeah, when you guys clean them, we kind of give you the final okay that you guys took enough out, you know what I mean, to kind of say it's done.
Yeah, because you can't get everything out of it because of, you know, the bottom, but the majority has to be out, so, yeah.
So we're not going off of a final survey, we're not going off of truck tickets, we're doing off of
visual.
What we're told is.
Yes, yeah.
But
clarify that in addendum.
Yeah.
We'll clarify that in addendum.
You don't necessarily have the mindset right now that you wanted to change the unit from lump sum to per cubic yard with the distribution of this price list.
We'll clarify that.
Right. I know, yeah.
Any other questions?
Well, and I guess just as a follow-up, since we're asking on the pricing, if it does go to per cubic yard, like he said, is the yardage determined by like weight tickets or?
We'll clarify that.
And at that point, also maybe need to be clarified in the addendum that if it's considerably more yardage, perhaps an extension on timeline for the 120 calendar days. Say if it does go to 40,000, somehow, how does that affect timeline?
Yeah.
questions?
We can also provide questions in writing too, like as
yes.
far as
so you guys can send me any other questions that you have. Pretty much once I go back to the office, I will try to capture this as best as I can, and we'll put an addendum together. But if you guys have other questions, just feel free to email me, okay? As a reminder, any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. This concludes the pre-bid for B230065 CMR, Corkscrew WTP Lime Residual Removal and Disposal. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.